Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Louis Fine, and we have a great show for you today, our first program of the new year, 2016. And we're going to be talking with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas about residential real estate investing in this new year. It may not be easy, but Kevin is going to explain to us why it is definitely worth it. And with that said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Louis.
So it's a new year, new opportunities, but that doesn't mean that residential real estate investing has gotten any easier. Walk us through the whys and the hows to succeed in this new year with regard to real estate investing.
Sure, I'd be glad to, Louis. And to give you some context, this particular topic, it resonates with me right now as we look back on 2015 and look forward into the new year 2016, which I've spent a lot of time doing the past several weeks, as probably many have, regardless of your business or whether you're an investor or not. But nonetheless, the end of the year is always a great time for reflection and retrospect for me as a real estate investor with respect to my full-time real estate business here in Dallas. And it's also a great time of anticipation and planning and goal setting for the new year for my full-time real estate investing business here in Dallas. And that's really what brings this topic to mind and really compels me to share some of my thoughts. Because as I reflect on last year and look forward to this new year and set goals and plans and get ready for another successful year of real estate investing, it really takes me to one common theme as I think about last year and getting ready for this year. And the theme that resonates the most with me is when I look back on last year, I ultimately take a deep dive and reflect on the resources that it took for me to achieve the results that I achieved last year. And the path that that inevitably leads me to is to think even more about the resources that are going to be required in order to achieve the goals that I have for this new year in 2016 with respect to my investment business. And with that being said, I have a few points that I'd like to share with those new real estate investors or soon-to-be real estate investors or even those part-time investors who have already started investing and are excited about this grand new goal that they may have to become a real estate investor in 2016. And perhaps I can save them some pain or some suffering or even some obstacles by sharing some of my thoughts and experiences with regard specifically to resources and what it's going to take for you to be successful in 2016 as a new investor or a part-time investor or a growing investor. And there's three specific buckets or categories of resources that resonate with me that I invest heavily in each year with respect to my business. And they are time, obviously, money, perhaps more obviously, and then good old-fashioned sacrifice. So let's talk about each of those types of resources that you're going to need in your business, whether you're a part-time investor or a full-time investor, and how you need to prepare all three of those resource categories in order to be successful and achieve those goals you have for 2016 as an investor. And in doing so, let's also debunk some of the myths that surround these different resources. And let's start with time. Your time is, I think, probably first and foremost on many part-time investors' minds. They've already got a full-time career, and that may take 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week of their time already. And the thought of adding more time or finding more time in order to invest in real estate and build a business that may be a very scary task, or maybe even a very unrealistic task. And what makes it potentially more frustrating is that they'll hear, and they will read, and they will be told that, quote unquote, you can invest in real estate in your spare time. Anybody can do it with minimal time investment. And the realization is, from my personal experience, of course, I'm a full-time investor. I spend and dedicate or invest over 50 hours a week into my investment business. And granted, I'm full-time, so a part-time investor would not be investing that much. They would not be seeking to achieve the scale of a full-time investor. And so, therefore, the time investment or the time resources required would be a little less. But as a part-time investor, be sure that you understand the time commitment that it's going to take to achieve your goals, and either be prepared to invest that amount of time or adjust your goals accordingly based on the time resources that you have available to you in 2016. This is very important for the part-time investor who's already got a full-time job commitment. It's even more important for that new investor because you've got a learning curve to overcome. On top of everything it takes to be a successful part-time investor, if you're a new part-time investor, be prepared. It's going to take you longer to do things, to figure things out, and to achieve whatever it is you're seeking to achieve in your investing in 2016. It takes time to be an investor, despite the myth that you can do it, quote-unquote, in your spare time or do it, quote-unquote, in with no little time at all. It takes time. It takes hours from your week. Be prepared for that. And it takes months out of your year. So whether it's do you have the time each night to spend or over the weekend, or keep in mind those real estate deals, they may take months in order to pay off. So don't go into it thinking that you won't have to invest a lot of time during the weeks or your weekends, and don't go into it thinking that you'll be enjoying profits, you know, a week or 10 days or less after entering into your first transaction. It takes time out of your week, and it takes time throughout the year in order to generate those benefits or those profits. And I'll be the first to say there are some investors out there who are incredibly successful, and they're getting full-time results with part-time investments of time. But keep in mind, those are scaled professional investors who have resources and have systems and processes that allow them to boast the limited number of hours that they work and the grand results they get. Time investor, you won't be there yet, especially not as a new investor. And so be prepared for the time investment it's going to take for you to be successful and plan accordingly. Number two, let's talk about the obvious, the money investment, the money resources. Let's debunk the myth. You need no money to get started, quote unquote. We've all heard it. We've all seen it. We've all read it. We've all been to seminars. We've all watched late night television commercials that state this exact fact. And as I've talked about in the past with this same audience, it does take money to be a successful real estate investor. It may not be your own money, but it does take money, regardless of where you get it. We all know that I spend a six-figure advertising budget each year just to fuel my business. That's a significant investment. Now, granted, that's to fuel my full-time business, but your investment in advertising will be much less. But I say that to make a point. If you're expecting full-time results, you better be prepared to make full-time monetary investments. The capital is what allows you to take your action. And maybe you're not in advertising. Maybe you're buying homes directly off the MLS. Don't forget, you're still going to need money or capital in the form of acquisitions costs. The money down on each property you buy, 20% down, is a good planning number. The closing costs, just another example of a monetary outlay that you're going to have to make and plan for each house you buy. Capital allows you to create the value in those properties after you do buy them. Your expenditures aren't over. You know, you're going to have to rehab that property, fix it up, get it ready to resell, or get it ready to rent, or even clean it up and get it ready if you're just going to wholesale it. But there's money that's required to do that. Capital also allows you to sustain your business. You know, you're going to have holding costs on those properties. Whether you're flipping them as fix and flips or holding them as rental properties, there's going to be principal, interest, taxes, insurance, utilities, maintenance, etc. Whether you're holding that property for 1 week, 1 month, or 10 years, don't underestimate the monetary resources to achieve your goals. The key takeaway, once again, is you'll hear those scale investors talking no money down and how successful they are. Keep in mind, those individuals, they have track records, they have experience, they have networks, they have relationships, and they have assets. And that's what allows them to run their businesses, perhaps very successfully, with very little money of their own. They didn't get there day one as new investors or part-time investors. That took time. You, on the other hand, as a new investor or part-time investor, you may need to depend on your own resources initially before you can begin to leverage the resources and the trust of others. That final bucket of the sacrifices that you'll need to make to be a successful part-time investor and achieve your goals, here's the myth. It's so easy. Anyone can do it. You see it, you hear it, you read it. Whenever you watch a television show, go to a seminar, or read an article about real estate investing, especially these days when it seems to be such a popular fad, the realization is that anything that's easy means there probably are no sacrifices in order to do it. And I've just talked to you about two of the big sacrifices, time and money. There are many others. And when you're making sacrifices like that, it is not an easy task, whatever it is you're doing, especially real estate investing. It's going to take time. It's going to take money. And those are two incredible sacrifices, I think we'd all agree. If it was easy, everybody would do it. Not everyone has the time, or more common, not everyone is willing to find or give the time, so make sure you are. Not everyone has the money, or more common, not everyone is willing to find or spend the money, so make sure you are. And the key takeaway is, once again, you'll hear those scaled investors, those large investors, those professional investors, trust me, they'll tell you about the sacrifices they've made, time, money, and hard work. So my intent here is not to scare the new investor, but more so to prepare the new investor, to educate the new investor, to enable that new investor, whether part-time or full-time, to be successful in 2016, you've got to assemble your resources, recognize your resource needs, plan for them, and set your goals and objectives accordingly. If you don't have access to the resources that you need, and you can't figure out how to get access to those resources, whether it's time or money or other sacrifices, then adjust your goals accordingly so that you can have realistic goals and you can achieve the success. In 2016, to achieve your goals as a part-time investor, I stress, resource yourself properly. Prepare to make a time investment. Prepare to make the appropriate monetary investment. And prepare to make the necessary sacrifices to start your real estate investing, or to grow your real estate investing, or to continue your part-time real estate investing, and in turn, enable you to feel good about what you achieve in 2016 when you can look back on this year and celebrate the goals you achieved, the results you achieved, and the successes that you've enabled yourself to achieve next year in 2017.
Those are all excellent points, as always, Kevin, and a great start to this new year of 2016. Preparedness is the theme, and it will be a recurring one throughout our broadcasts in this new year. As always, I thank you for the conversation and the advice. Very profitable and very prophetic. Kevin, thanks so much.
Thank you, Lewis.